Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining me for another episode, another week. It's been a crazy week, and I hope you've had an amazing week and a great weekend. I am excited for the show because I have my friend Helen with me today. Hi, Helen.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm really good, thank you. How are you?
I am excellent. Thank you. Thank you. I'm excited to have you on today because we have a similar hobby that we love to do, and it is crafting, but in particular, foil prints and all things sublimation. And I am just so drawn to your content, to your videos, to your TikToks. And I guess it was about probably maybe about a year or so ago that I started dabbling in some foil prints. I had been doing sublimation and all that stuff before, and it was just so, it's a learning process, right? It can be
Yeah,
kind of
for
a,
sure.
yeah, kind of a complicated thing when you start. But I started dabbling into the foil prints and doing like paw prints with the foils. And then I came across your videos and I saw you were doing some similar things, and I was like, oh my gosh, well, this lady's amazing. She's a thousand times better than me. Let me, get so invested in her content. And I'm just obsessed with your videos. They're so great. They're so great.
I'm obsessed with foiling. I tried all of the crafts. I started, I think, candle making, and then I got a Cricut, and then I come across foiling on, I think it was TikTok actually that I
Yep.
seen it, and I'm obsessed. That was it. I had to know everything, get everything, and that's it. Yeah, it's been about a year, and I've not stopped foiling.
Yeah, and you've actually got a really nice little side business going too. People have really been drawn to your prints and to your foil prints and everything that you do, but particularly the foil prints, which turn out
Yeah.
so good. Yeah.
Thank you. It took a lot of practice. So I can be such a perfectionist when it comes to it. But yeah, I just shared some makes that I made for my daughter for her birthday. I made her a scratch card, and the video just went crazy, and I had orders flying in. It was mental.
Yeah, I can totally relate with like the trial and error stuff because I'm the same way. I'm a little bit of a perfectionist too, and I find like it's really hard to get materials here. It seems like overseas, because you're in the UK, right? And it seems like it's overseas that like US or the UK or Australia, it's a lot easier to get specific type of materials there, and resources. I find it really difficult to get some of the really spot on materials that you need here, like the weighted paper. I know that was a hard thing for me at the beginning. Like I couldn't figure out how come like foil wasn't really sticking fully to the print after it went through the lamination. And it's really the weighted stock of the paper that you need. And it's just, yeah. So
You need particular paper and stuff, and we are lucky in the UK. We've got quite a few nice foil suppliers as well. But I do also order a lot from America and Australia as well, because yeah, they seem to have better craft stuff.
Yeah, and you just got a new machine too, right? HTV Ron sent you a nice
Yeah,
machine.
I've just got HTV Rance new heat press, which is amazing. It's so much easier than using my big old heat press when you're pulling down and then running back to it to make sure you don't burn your project. Yeah, it's just so nice and compact.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. So maybe you could tell me a little bit about how you got started into the crafting, and were you always artsy and interested in that stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I remember when the kids were little, I would make their birthday cards and things like that. And then I kind of didn't do any for ages. I went to college to learn, do my veterinary nursing. I passed
Oh,
that in
nice.
during lockdown, actually, in 2020. And it was after I finished that, it was like 2.5 years of studying. I was just so bored. And I was sat next to my friend and I on the sofa, and I said, I need a hobby or something to do. I suddenly had all this spare time, which is crazy because I do work full time and I have three kids, but suddenly I just had some spare time. And we sat there going back and forth, what could I do? And I think that's when I started trying to make candles. It didn't go too well. Made a few pretty ones, it didn't burn too good. And then, yeah, and then I think I went from candles to wax mounts. Went to make some pom-poms. We did some pom-pom bunting and some things like that, just like little crafts that you can do. You don't need much to do. We made some lovely glass jars out of leaves. One autumn we went and collected loads of leaves and turned them into these lovely candle jars.
Oh, nice.
And then that's when I found a Cricut, and it all went from there, really. So I got my cutting machine and I started making the kids t-shirts and things and sharing it online. And just naturally people were saying, oh, can you make me this? Can you make me this? And then I decided to start sharing my crafts on TikTok.
What was your learning curve with the Cricut? Because I'll tell you, I have one, and I had it in the box for about 5 years, and I took it out of the box. Now I'll tell you, I'm a pretty adventurous woman. I've had many, you know, many a thrill-seeking adventures, pretty heavy-duty careers. I'm a pretty solid woman, and I will tell you, that Cricut intimidates the heck out of me.
I when I find a craft or something, I just obsess over it. Yeah. I will watch all the videos. I'll be on TikTok, YouTube, Google. I'm looking on everything. I want to know absolutely everything. I get a bit obsessive over it.
Yeah.
And then that's kind of, and then I'm just determined then. I would say probably using the Cricut isn't one of my favorite things to do now, though. I made a far project this morning, last minute, and I had to weed some really tiny letters out of vinyl, and I did not enjoy it. It's not as satisfying as oiling, not at all.
Absolutely, yeah. I don't know what it is about the Cricut, but I can't get behind it. I don't know. It seems like it's very, very in depth and complicated, especially with the software piece.
I agree. I don't like using the design space. I have noticed that Caesar have bought out a new machine called the Julia.
Yes, I saw that.
It looks amazing and it looks so much easier to use, but yeah, it's a lot of money. So
is it?
I think it is. And it's not something that I use a lot now, my Cricut. So it wouldn't be really worth me getting it, I don't think. Maybe in the future.
Yeah, funny you said that, because I just saw a video today about it. There's a girl that I also watch on TikTok, and she does like the shrink. The earrings and the pins and that. I think it's C-Pixie, is it? Yeah, C-Pixie, yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
Sorry, for anyone who's listening and not watching the show, I'm a little bit sneezy today. My allergies are really bad. We've had some really bad wildfires around in the area, and the air quality is really bad. So if you hear me sneezing and sniffling, you know, heads up. Sorry about that. It probably sounds really loud on the I'm right next to the microphone, but anyways. So then you got into the foiling, and then the foiling is a learning process too, because the supplies are pretty simple. It's just it's paper, it's a printer, it's a laminator, and your foil.
Yeah.
But there's different kinds of foil, there's different weights of paper. I know when I first started, I really loved Cooper Calligraphy. I don't know if you follow her.
It rings a bell. I think I may. Yeah.
Yeah, she's on TikTok as well, and she's got some really lovely, she does like full prints and does the foiling over top of them, the full like full page prints. Yeah, they're really, really pretty. Yeah. And I started trying to do those paw prints, like the animal prints.
Yeah.
The outlines and then the paw prints. And I was like, why is this not stick? Like half the foil wasn't sticking. There'd be like pieces where they're, and I'm like, am I just seeing the video wrong? Like, is it hard to tell on camera? Like, am I doing it right? And so what are some of the things that you found were trial and error pieces, and some of the things that worked for you?
I think it looks, when you see a video, it looks so simple, just a foil on the paper and it comes out lovely. But to get to that point, I wasted a lot of paper.
Yeah.
I was very lucky. I made a good friend in one of the toner foiling groups on Facebook, and we both were testing different cardstocks. She was getting some, I was getting some, and we were testing them and seeing what ones worked with which foil. And then some foils, they won't like a certain heat. So I have the Mink foiling machine, which allows me to change the temperature. And I found that some foils, I need to have it nice and hot, and others not so hot. And then if you get the slightest bit of dust on your, if you're getting little black spots, the slightest bit of dust, you end up with a mark in your print as well. So you have to be so careful. I keep all my foils in drawers where there's like no dust, and only get them out when I need them, because that's there. You don't want any dust or hair in your foil, otherwise you get little patches in your prints.
Oh, that's a good tip too, because I just have mine sitting out. So that's a good idea. Yeah.
I've seen some displays and people have them out and they look lovely. They've got them in the vinyl holders and I would love that. But yeah, I just know it's just get too dusty in my house. So they all get stored away in a drawer and then I just take them out as I need them and they go straight back in. And that way they stay nice and dust free.
Yeah. And do you have a particular foil that you are partial to? Like, one of the things that I really love about your content too is that anytime someone has a question, you are so generous with your answers and your resources, and I just find it so helpful. And I know a lot of creators don't do that, and you know, everybody has their own opinions on what they think is, you know, right or wrong, or they call it gatekeeping, I guess. But I just find like there's a couple like yourself and there's a couple other people that I follow. And when people ask me questions, I'm happy to give out information. And I just find it so helpful. So I, for starters, thank you so much for doing that, because I think a lot of people really appreciate it. And some of the time people are just really interested, not that they're gonna use the products or do it themselves, they're just interested to know what you're doing. But do you have a favorite foil or anything like that you use?
So I definitely found that when I first started foiling as well, when I was looking for videos, not many people like to give anything away about it. So I knew that when I was doing my videos, I wanted to definitely help others, because that's usually how I learn how to do crafts, is by looking at videos. So I would always try and help people. I don't gatekeep. I let you know where I get my foils, my papers. I've got a list in my bio that people can go and click on and see all the supplies that I use. My favorite foils, I'll tell you what my least favorite foil is first of all.
Yeah, that'd be great.
It's surprising, really. It's the Mink by Heidi Swap. I'm not a fan of foil. I just don't find it a very good quality, and I've got a couple of rolls I bought when I first got my machine, but yeah, I don't rate those really. My favorite is a UK supplier called Patsy May. I don't know if she posts internationally, but she has a good range of colors. Occasionally you'll get a bad roll, but mostly it's good. And there's the Crafty Critter in Australia who does ship worldwide, and them foils are amazing. And again, there's a huge range. I recently had an order. I don't know if you saw like a rainbow star color that I got from that, and it's such lovely thick foil. And the other one that's quite easy for us to get, I don't know about you, on Amazon, is the Deco Foil. I think it's called Thermoweb Deco Foil.
Deco, yeah. I've seen that one, yeah.
So that's lovely, but it can be quite expensive. You can't get it in the big rolls, and it can work out quite expensive. But yeah, they're my favorite ones, I'd say.
Yeah, I tried one from Amazon. I think it's like a no-name brand. I think it's from China, but I find it really, really thin. And so I was thinking like that probably was my problem too with the foil prints, and that in combination with not the correct weighted paper. Because I got a thicker cardstock, but I think I need an even thicker one. So I think the one that I have is like a 60-pound or 80-pound cardstock, and I think I need like a 220 or a 320 or something like that.
Yeah, so the one thing you need to look for your card stock as well, you need to make sure that it's super smooth. Ours is called super smooth card stock. So I use Colourcopy and it's Anne Marie. I'm not sure. I can't remember where I got that one from. It's a really good one. But they're super smooth card stock. So not only are they thick, they've got a really smooth texture for the foil to stick to. Sometimes if it's a bit of a rough card stock, you get little specks in your print. And that's why when you foil with the black card stock, it can be quite hard because I've not yet found a truly smooth black card stock. I've got one close, but yeah, not perfect, not yet.
And then you
Yeah.
started just people just approached you to start purchasing these prints from you, and you've got
Yeah.
a nice little shop set up now and
So I kept getting questions saying, "Well, when can we buy these?" So I thought, right, I'll do it. So I set up an Etsy shop to start with. I've got my own website now,
Oh,
and
that's
that, yeah,
great.
that went crazy. I can remember I posted one video of a scratch card, and then I went out for the day with my mum. We went shopping, and my phone was just on fire. It was just going off every 2 seconds of all these orders coming in. I think I had 150 orders within 2 days. It was madness.
Wow.
And it's just continued from there. And I've done other projects as well. So I've got my paw prints, which I love doing, and cards, things like that. My theme tickets are really popular.
Yes, those are beautiful. I love those. And I love using, because I use the scratch card stickers too.
Yeah.
I have those in, I have them in silver and gold.
Oh, lovely.
And the, yeah, those are fun. Those are fun.
Yeah.
I like making
I've
little
just
cards with
got
those.
new ones actually, which I'm really excited to use. I've not posted them yet. I've got some little football shaped ones.
Oh, cute. Oh, those would be great
So,
for dad's Father's Day
yeah.
and stuff.
Didn't quite get them in time for Father's Day, but I'm gonna do some football theme tickets and post them. But yeah, I thought they were really cool.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that. And you do these if I'll link all your stuff below so people can go check out your TikToks and all that stuff and your website, because people really need to see it to appreciate it, because it's really beautiful what you do. But your tickets, your themed tickets, so people can buy, like, say if they're going to a concert and they don't have the tickets yet, or they're online or something and they want to give something in a gift box, you print out a ticket and then you foil it. But do you do those designs yourself? Like, how do
Yeah,
you, like,
I
that's
do. So,
crazy. That's amazing.
me, they just say where they're going, whether it's a football match or a concert, or it might be like a theatre show. And they'll give me the theme, and then I'll design a ticket, send them a proof to see if they like what I've created, and then I'll go ahead and foil it. So, yeah, those are super popular. I've done so many. I've got popular ones like Frozen, Cool. The Lion King, that's another one. You get some that come back again and again, which is quite
Right.
nice. Oh, I've already got a design for that one. But yeah, I really enjoy doing those. Something different every time, usually.
That's awesome. And then do you draw them by hand? You don't, or you just
No,
work the prints?
apps. Yeah, there's a few different apps I use. Yeah, there's a few different apps I've got that I've downloaded onto my iPad. And a
Nice.
few that like stencil converting websites that you can go on, and once you've converted them, you do have to edit them, play around with them, clean them up. Sometimes it can be really quick and easy. Other times you've got to really detail it to finish it off. But yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. What do your kids think? Are they always asking you to make stuff for their friends and that?
Yeah, I always do. Oh, it's so and so's birthday. Can you make me a card? So they're usually birthday cards or teacher presents or the odd t-shirt. A few years ago when I first got my Cricut, they were loving all my t-shirts, but I think they're a bit too cool for the t-shirts that I make now, so more sadly. Yeah, they love it. They love being able to design their cards for their friends. They're a lot more personal then.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, one thing for me that I love, I do with crafting and the creative stuff is I get a little bit like what you were saying before, you get obsessed with something in the very beginning. I do that, but then I also get a point where if I get frustrated, then I leave it and I don't touch it for a while.
Yeah.
that's one my one flaw.
I have moments like that as well. In fact,
yeah.
When I was trying to make some invitations, I just had to step because something was going to go out the window otherwise.
Yeah, so I have all these different crafting things and like my foils I haven't touched for months, and I was just like, I'm like, forget it. but I come across TikToks and it's like a new crafting craze or a new fun thing, and I'm like, well, I guess I gotta crochet now. Like I get so sucked into the creative bit. Yeah, I was really interested in, like, I don't know if you saw those knitting machines before, ones, and you wind it and it just goes around in the circle and it knits a hat, and like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen a few of those as well, but I haven't got one yet, so that's it.
Yeah, I'm a little bit obsessed with that too, and then the pom-poms. But have you seen anything like that sort of caught your interest and caught your eye and thinking, oh, maybe I'll try that?
So I'm terrible and have no willpower. And if I see anything, I will guess. An example of this is my friend sent me a TikTok of my mint stamp machine where you can make your own stamp.
Yes.
She sent me it I think it was a Sunday night she sent me it, and by the time I'd finished work the next day, I'd ordered it and it was coming in the post the next day. I'm terrible, and then it has been good. I've made a few stamps, but mainly it goes away in the drawer. I've also done that with a badge making machine, and I used it once. It's sat in my drawer.
Okay, good. So it's not just me.
I've got many craftings hidden away in drawers that I've got used once and then just not carried on. Yeah, terrible. Okay, for a craft gadget, I am terrible.
I do have that mint stamp kit saved in my Amazon store because of you. Yeah. I saw that on your TikTok, and I was like, oh my gosh, that is insane. That's so cool. Just make your own stamps. That's awesome.
It's amazing. I love it. I've made a couple of stamps for me and for my friends as well. But it is quite expensive to get the blanks for it.
Is it? Oh, okay.
Itself is it's about £50. I don't know how much, but it's not very expensive as far as craft machines go. But yeah, the stamps can be quite expensive actually to keep repurchasing. But I don't know how many stamps I need to make, so it's fine.
yeah, crafting can get pretty pricey. I know. I guess probably about like 15 years ago, scrapbooking was the biggest thing. I'd watch these people spend like I didn't get it at the time because I wasn't into scrapbooking, but I'd watch like neighbors and co-workers and they'd be like, oh, I spent $200 on scrapbooking. I'm like, what? Scrapbooking, it's scrap booking. Like, why spend $200 on scrap? And I get it.
very easily done.
Oh yeah. Yeah, especially with the way things are, the cost of things nowadays. I don't know if you guys are feeling that in the UK, but as your cost of living and everything going up too.
Yeah, everything's going up, and it's a little bit harder with everything at the moment. All the prices are going up.
So
we have our local Facebook marketplace. I don't know if you've had that as well, where people get rid of. And we did manage to come across this lady who I think she did scrapbooking and some other crafts, and she decided she was selling all of her craft things. She had three craft rooms, so it was amazing.
Wow.
So, got a lot of foil from her. She went for a toner foiling stage as well, and yeah, that was amazing and saved a few pennies. So
oh, good. That's good. And you also do sublimation too?
I do. Yeah, I do. Yeah. Uh, I I don't do as much of it as I used to. I make the odd mug mainly when I get a request from a friend to make a mug. Just because it's quite hard to find polyester t-shirt. Yeah, it's all cotton, so it's hard to sublimate straight onto t-shirts. We have to use the easy subly, and it's just a little bit more to it. So I didn't use it as much as I thought I would.
Yeah, I find that's the biggest finicky thing for me so far has been the sublimation. It's very temperamental. It's hard to get the right color on the prints, and like you said, you do go through a lot of supplies and you waste a lot. I have the Epson Eco Tank that I converted to but the ink too, like if you don't use it on a regular basis, it gets clogged. Like you got to use it every couple of days, and so it's quite temperamental, it's quite finicky. I know that some people are doing the DTF transfers now, where they put the powder on the film, on the printed sheets, and then you can use that on a cotton, I think, on a t-shirt. Yeah,
they look amazing. And I have been tempted to look into printer, but yeah, it's another printer. So
I know. How okay? So let's do this. How many printers do you have?
Many. So I've got my inkjet printer. I do have two. I was good and I sold one because my new one was very good. I also have an A3 inkjet printer that I bought because I really needed it and I've used it once. I've got my toner printer and then my sublimation printer. I've also got the little We Are Memory Keepers printer that you print with, and my label printer as well, so quite a few.
Oh, I love my label printer. I love that one. Yeah.
So yeah. So yeah, my shelves are just filled with printers, so I don't know where I'd put another one. That's the trouble.
Yeah, I've got a few myself, so I can definitely relate to that.
I never thought I would find printers so exciting, to be honest.
I know. And you do need different printers for different projects too. So the sublimation, you need a special kind of printer and special kind of ink that reacts with the heat. And for the toner, the foil prints, you need a toner printer. It can't be just a regular inkjet printer. So that's something that people should be aware of too when they're looking into getting into crafts, that you do need different printers and different resources for depending on the craft that you're doing.
That's it. Yeah, definitely. I always get lots of questions about my printers, but yeah, I definitely need a toner printer, laser printer, if you want to do foiling, because it won't work with inkjet ink, sadly.
Yeah, and I found too, you have to make sure get a printer that has like a back end feed to it.
Yeah,
because without that, oh my gosh, the paper will just jam and it'll mess up your roller, and it's a disaster.
Yeah. Yeah. I find the photo print is really good for that. So my inkjet is a Canon, which is meant to be a photo printer, but it's used to taking that thick cardstock that you print photographs on. So it's perfect for crafting. So I always recommend that if someone's looking for an inkjet printer, look at a photo one. It's going to print on photos because you'll get card through it then. Yeah.
And that's, you said a Canon?
Yeah.
Canon's really good. I really like Canon. I have my toner printer is actually a Brother. It's quite a few years older, but it was something I got on sale at Best Buy. At the time, I thought it was a really great price because they're a bit pricey now. So
yeah,
I had got it for a great price, but it's a Brother and it's okay. It can sometimes jam with the thicker cardstock. So probably if I were to get another one, I would definitely invest in a Canon for sure.
Yeah. So for my my toner printer, that is a Brother as well. It's my inkjet printer that I use the Canon for.
Oh,
I
don't know. Sorry. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. But again, I went for one with a rear feed, like you said, where you can feed it straight through, because that way the card doesn't tend to get jammed there. And the Brother printers are usually quite good. At that, but occasionally it get I get a little jam in there, but usually it goes for an
yeah. And are there any particular crafters or content creators that you love to watch? Because I know I once I go down that rabbit hole, I get like obsessed and I watch like 50 videos of this, you know. It's like I get really inspired and I just love the content.
Yeah, Sea Pixie, with the one we were speaking about earlier, with Shrink Wrap, I love watching those. I think they're fascinating. There's another one that keeps popping up at the moment. I can't think of what the name is, but she makes like jewelry out of clay, like little clay like donuts and stuff like that. And it's amazing. That looks so satisfying. I definitely couldn't do that. But I generally, if I see something, I use TikTok to search for so much stuff now. I just type it in and then I'll just watch all the videos on foiling or all the videos on shrink wrap. So just like that, really.
Yeah, I love the crochet ones too. There's a couple of big creators too. I think one is Katie something. She's an army wife and that's what she does in her spare time, and she makes a lot of these crocheted like little animals and stuff, and they're so freaking cute. Gosh,
someday I would like to learn how to crochet.
Yeah, I think it's she's so good at it. Like, she's been doing it for a long time. There's a new company that has like little kits that you can buy. I think they're called Wobbles.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and they sell little kits and they actually have like they start it for you on the crochet hook and then you just follow the instructions and then you can make your little like whatever the little thing that you get is, the little turtle or elephant or whatever. But yeah, it looks fun too.
Yeah, that sounds fun. That sounds like something I could do.
Yeah. But I just feel like today's age we have to learn this stuff, and I feel like in my grandparents' age, like they just knew how to do that. You know what I mean? Like my nana could knit. She could knit you a tracksuit. She was like she could do anything. She knew everything about plants, everything about, you know, knitting, everything about baking, everything. My papa knew everything about carpentry, everything. And it's just sort of like now it's.
Doesn't come natural to
we have to like really invest time into learning, and it just seems like different age.
It does. Yeah, I've got an auntie who is amazing at crafting. She can craft, she can bake, she's she made my prom dress, she's made my cousin's she's always, I think that's where I get my craftiness from. She's always would make her Christmas cards and everything, and she's just amazing at everything. I'm certainly not as good as that, but yeah, it's everything I have to really go and research and look into. It doesn't come naturally. and perfect, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And I find too, like, I like to take on a lot of stuff too. So if I see something that's interesting, I don't just want to buy it. I want to learn how to do it. I want to know how to do every little part of it too. And it's a lot of time invested.
A lot of a new craft. Days and days of research, and I definitely get like that.
Yeah, it's insane. So is there one craft that you haven't tried yet that you would love to try and get into? And then on the flip side, what is one thing that you've tried and thought you would love and it was just a complete epic fail? if anything.
Yeah, oh, there are fails. I think one day I would love to learn how to sew. I don't know how to sew. I don't know how to use a sewing machine. So one day I would like to take the time out to learn that. I don't know where I would put all of that stuff. but one day I would like to do that. And something I tried that I thought I was going to be great, that I was terrible at, was do you know the wood burning? I saw loads of videos on that and I thought, oh, that looks amazing. And I got it at work, my Secret Santa present. I thought, this is great. I was terrible at it. It's been in the drawer ever since. It was just too tricky for me. And I don't think I'm a naturally good at drawing either, which didn't help. So yeah, just it didn't go great.
Is it really unstable to use? Like, it doesn't it glide as smoothly
yeah,
as?
I didn't. Yeah. I just didn't, and I was just, you know, going on and off. Like, you can imagine going on and off the paper with a pen. It was just, yeah, it was terrible. It looked like a kid had done a scribble.
I don't know if you've ever heard of this company, but we have great friends here and the sponsor of the show, a Scorch Marker. I don't know if you've ever seen them or tried them.
No, I don't think I have. What's that?
I'll send you their info. It's so what they've done is they've kind of taken the idea of wood burning, but they've put it into like a pen format. It's like a paint, so you'd put a stencil down.
Yeah,
or you can freehand, whatever you like, but you draw it on or you paint it on with their product, and then you apply heat to it, so you run a heat gun over it and it comes out like a burned wood art
piece.
Wow.
Oh, you're gonna have to send me house.
I will. I'll send you some
like I could actually achieve.
Yeah, it's really, really, really fun and really unique and really, really cool. So, exactly. And again, since you have the Cricut too, you can make your own stencils and all that stuff. So that's really cool.
Yeah. Oh, I look forward to it.
Are your kids as crafty too? Do they like to get into the crafts and make stuff?
Not really. My youngest, well, every now and then, he's almost 10. He'll like to get his paints out, or he'll come to Hobbycraft with me and find a new paint. But that's about it, really. I try to get them into the crafts, but they're not interested. Definitely not.
Yeah, it's you got to be in the zone too, I find. Like, you have to be in the crafting zone to really sit. I just started painting again and doing some of my carvings as well too, and I've sold a couple of those, and that's been fun because I haven't done that in a while, so it's good. It's fun to get back into it too.
Yeah, it's nice. You find it's quite, because when you get into the zone, it's quite a relaxing thing to do because you're not thinking about anything else but what you're doing. So yeah, it's nice when you can get back into something you like doing like that.
Do you find it therapeutic, or do you find it inspiring? What's your craft experience like when you're crafting?
I usually find it quite therapeutic. I find if I've had like a really busy day at work and I come home, I just find I can just switch off and craft in. Occasionally you have a bad craft day where nothing goes right and you need to walk away. But generally I find it, you know, once I'm actually making it, got past the designing bit, I've done the print, and when I'm actually doing that process, it's very, very satisfying.
Yeah, and when you see the end product and it all works out and looks so beautiful, and then you know people are happy with if they bought something from you, they're happy with the item, that feels good too.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
I got some lovely feedback and reviews, which is always really nice to see.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, tell us a little bit about your website, because that's just new for you.
Yeah, that's just new for me. So it's craftyprintsbyhelen.com, and I've added some. It's the first time I've ever had a website, so it was a big learning curve. I found a lady on Etsy that helped me get it all set up, but I've got my most popular things on there, so my scratch cards, my holiday scratch cards, my paw prints, and my theme tickets as well, and a few other bits. So yes, yeah, so that's been really good.
Oh, that's awesome. And do you do any like fairs or craft shows or events and stuff like that around town? I know that they're really big here.
Yeah, so we do have craft fairs, and I have been invited to some, but I just find, because all of my products are personalized, I don't have a product that I can just put on a table to sell. It's all very personal stuff. It's just not really something that I can get involved in with what I'm currently selling. Maybe one day I think of something that I can take along to one. I would like to, but yeah, at the moment it's just not, it doesn't really fit with the things that I sell, sadly.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome that you've got your website up now. And how different is it for you compared to the Etsy? Because you've traditionally just used Etsy before, right?
Yeah, I just used Etsy before, and it was very different to start with. Etsy, they charge a lot, Etsy, but they do make it very easy for you to use. So it was a lot harder figuring out the website, but once it was all set up, I actually, it's just as easy as Etsy to me now. But it was definitely, in the first place, it was quite hard to get my head around it. But yeah, I'm glad I've got it. I've still got my Etsy just because I do still get people that just find me on there naturally. So I've left all my stuff on there, and I still do add my new things on to Etsy. But mainly I get all my orders through my website now.
I ended up going with a company called Square. They're squareup.com. Yeah, I really like them because you can put together a free website. I tried Etsy for a while, and I just found it a little bit, not so much complicated, but it was a really, it wasn't as user-friendly as I was hoping. It takes a while to find where things are. And you're right, I found the same thing. It charged way too much. And it seemed like there was like a lot of hidden fees too. So
yeah.
And I wasn't selling, like, I think when I first opened, it was just like a few cards and stickers. So they weren't like huge, you know, profitable items.
Take off of you, that there's a transaction fee, there's a listing fee, there's a VAT fee. They add so many fees on. By the time you actually take what you take home, it's not very much.
Yeah, exactly. I think 1 month it looked like I owed them money, and I was like, how is that possible? How do I owe you 29 cents? I don't get it.
No, that's there's so many more fees. Where with the website, I just pay a monthly fee, and then there's just a card charge, but it's only very small, and that's it. So definitely, I use Shopify for that.
Oh, Shopify is great. Yeah, Shopify is great too. Wix is good too. They're a little bit more expensive, and you don't own the actual site, but they're pretty good. I've used them quite a bit. But Shopify is great. SquareUp is great. There's another one, Square. I hear they're great. I haven't used them yet.
But, look into when I first set mine up, but and then I found this lady. It helped with Shopify, so I thought I'll go with you because it just looks so confusing. All of them looked quite confusing to me. So yeah, I went with that. So I'm pleased I did because it's worked out quite well so far.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. I know we've had to figure out the times because we're in a different time zone and everything. And so I really appreciate you taking the time too. But this is something that I love. So thank you for indulging me in this crafting adventure. And
well, I'm happy to talk crafts, and thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's been really, really fun. And I'm definitely going to probably, you know, ask you 100 more questions about about foiling and crafting, and love to have you back on again as well to talk about more crafts. But tell everybody where they can find you, all of your social medias, shout out your website again, and anything else that you'd love to share or promote.
Okay, so I am craftyprintsbyhelen.com is my website, and I am craftyprintsbyhelen on TikTok. I am also craftyprintsbyhelen on Facebook. I am on Instagram too, but I've only got a very small following on Instagram at the moment because I'm just trying to build that one up. But the best place to find me will be my website.
And be sure, anybody who's listening or watching, be sure to go and check out Helen's TikToks, because I'm telling you, they are very engaging, and you'll be like me. You'll be obsessed. You'll watch 50 in a row. They're just... they're really well done, they're really well edited, and it's just so interesting, everything that you do. I love it. We love the feedback here on the show, so be sure to like, comment, share, subscribe. Helen, thanks so much for joining me again today, and I really appreciate it, and I hope you have an amazing week.
You too, thank you.
Thank you. Oh, one last question. Do you ship worldwide?
I do, yes.
Yay! All right, so be sure to link all that stuff down below. Thanks a lot, Helen.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.